When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, the Eagles were just absolutely phenomenal last night. If you missed the games, I know sometimes some people with us early in the program missed the game late last night. The Eagles just flat out dominated. I mean, they destroyed the Rams. A 37-20 shellacking and Saquon with a game for the ages. Look, we'll talk about it. The offense was great. The defense was great. The team was great. Your phone calls on it today, 215-592-9494. Now a 9-2 squad and clearly a great football team. Richard Rich, good morning.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, bud.
According to most research, humans spend 10% of their time blinking.
Wow. Well, that doesn't shock me because it
kind of seems like a lot to me.
Yeah, it happens
10%?
A lot. 10%? It happens a lot. Happens an awful lot. I'll tell you what does not happen an awful lot, what the Eagles did last night. I mean, I guess we got to start with Saquon because it was so historic, but I'll just say this. I was blown away by everything the Eagles did last night. I mean, just case in point, the first two touchdowns by the Rams I thought were totally phony baloney. I mean, the refs are like, here, pass interference, and that's how the Rams got 14 points. I thought every aspect of the Eagles last night was incredible. Jalen was incredible. The offensive line was incredible. AJ was incredible. Jalen Carter and the D was incredible. The coaching was great, but Saquon was obviously, you know. I mean, John, you just get to the point where it's like beyond T-004. It's almost inconceivable how remarkable he is. And major credit to the offensive line, because they did an awful lot to create some of those holes. But, John, he is special with a capital S to such a different degree. Your thoughts, John, on any aspect of this? Because it was a remarkable win by the Eagles and an historic performance by Saquon last night.
Before I get to Saquon, because I want to pick up right where you left off there with him. But Brandon Graham, yeah. I don't know for sure how bad it is, but I believe your story is not over, Brandon Graham. And we truly love you,
we sure
Brandon
do.
Graham. And every single person who's a fan, an Eagles fan, because you've let us know you. You've let us get to know you. And you're truly one of the most magnetic people any one of us has ever met. And we respect you. And whatever the future holds, we are super proud and just amazed by you. And your relentless season, too, by the way. You were killing it out there.
For those that don't
know, you're so much ass.
If you're just tuning in and don't know and missed late last night, Brandon announced after the game that he's out for the year.
Yeah.
So it's really a sad, sad reality related to an otherwise incredible night. It's a torn tricep. And, you know, obviously what John's alluding to is that the last time we ever see him play or not? We don't know. He played so great last night.
It was one of his best games ever.
I agree, James. I agree with that. So So
thank you and hurry up and get healthy so you can play again for us.
Sure.
And your leadership is always unbelievable, so thank you. But Saquon can win us a Super Bowl. And watching Jalen and Saquon on the field last night in that interview process, Jalen, who is stoic, as we all know, could not contain his laughter. Saquon
with
was
how ridiculous
speaking.
It's gotten.
No, it's not just that. I'm just saying, like, he's looking at Saquon and smiling so big that he's actually breaking out into laughter.
Well, that's what I mean. How ridiculous is getting with how incredible Saquon is?
It's the feeling that yes, like this is real.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that this team, because of this guy in part, the guy I'm standing with,
yeah.
You know, myself also, but we have what it takes to go win a Super Bowl.
I agree.
The realization that this guy is so special, he is so complete, he is so unique, that was just, I mean, Saquon, 608 yards away from 2,000, and he's got six games left.
Yep.
That's crazy to think about, but Jalen was just uncontrollably happy, and it must have felt, you know, the work could pay off. The Super Bowl is in sight, and I would feel gleeful, too, looking at Saquon Barkley after that game, if I'm Jalen. But Saquon, what he did, once again, he proves he can run forward and backward and sideways and diagonally and every direction, all at the same speed, all while jumping. Maybe forward, maybe facing any which way while jumping, and it's all faster than everyone else. He's beating angles. He's defying logic and defying what defenders expect to see from a giant-sized, like, dinosaur back. He's such a intimidating figure, all while being faster than you. So, and you know, catching it over on the sideline, yeah. Keeping his feet in. So this is what I typed in my notes from the first half about Saquon. Saquon is rarer than ever. He's able to do unlikely and spectacular things when he's broken into the open with such consistency. He never had this before. He never enjoyed this push. It is incredible to see the way this offensive line is responding to him. It makes you feel good as a blocker when the guy behind you is kicking everyone's butt like this. Like when you're destroying the league and you feel like no one can stop you as your back is putting up 300 yards in a game, you feel pretty good about yourself too. And he gets more anyway. Saquon gets more confident and creative with each touch is what I was putting in my notes. And then he busted out 270-yard runs.
That's right.
And so it's just, it keeps getting better and better and better. And the incredible blocking up front, not just the O linemen. You got tight ends who are giving it every extra bit. It's really great to see. I saw Grant Calcaterra, making an adjustment on one of the long, it was a G lead play. Just really, really smart, really savvy football, sliding through, feeling a play a back himself.
Yeah, they look like a well-coached team, John.
No question.
Yeah, they're
about
really well-coached team.
It has all come together, and we should feel great just like Jalen does. And by the way, Jalen out there,
he was great,
rolling under control. Yeah. There were a few. There was one play I can think of in particular where he took a sack, and I'm just thinking, oh man, please, let's not start reverting here.
But I thought it was his best game of the year, John. I thought
he was
in control. He was sharp.
Felt like he was unstoppable to the Rams. No,
and
whatever they did, he had answers. And even if, my gosh.
They didn't need him as much because obviously Saquon was doing his thing, but he was totally in control. One thing that's really, really elevated in the last 5-6 weeks, his running has become a much bigger part of this again. He picks his spots of when to go.
He's got some jukes now that not have even fathomed him trying
last year,
a month ago.
In September for sure.
Right.
I agree,
at the beginning of the season.
I agree.
He looked different.
I thought the defense was great. Like here's the thing. It's funny.
The defense you're right. Those touchdowns were sort of conceded in my mind. Like, okay, probably should have been a field goal. Really should have been.
It was
a
joke. It was two pass interference. It weren't pass interference. It put the ball at the 1 yard line. It was a joke.
Yeah, maybe not even a field goal.
It was
You're right.
Joke.
It was. It was an awful lot of okay, guys. Matthew Stafford, you're really good, and maybe.
And the third touchdown was garbage time. Here's the thing, I could say a million things about Saquon. I mean, obviously we could, but I'm going to give you my two cut to the chases on last night. And believe it or not, one doesn't even include Saquon, and I mean that as no disrespect. Number one for me is the Eagles have become a great team. And I will tell you, in this 7-game winning streak, as recently as about 3 games ago, I didn't think they were. I really didn't. So they have become a great team. I think this team right now, if they played the team of the Eagles in September – would beat them by two touchdowns. Like, they are way better. Way better than they were in September. The Philadelphia Eagles have become a great football team. The second main headline, and this is always the one that matters most, they absolutely could win the Super Bowl. I mean, there is no question about it. Now, look,
Think about it. Who could stop that onslaught of Saquon alone?
Detroit's really good. We know there's a couple AFC teams. Like, don't take it for granted. Like, it's a for sure, for sure.
I wish we could just play it off right now in the NFC Championship game. The Lions and the Eagles are so far away the best in the NFC.
In the NFC, that's for sure.
It's not even close.
I totally agree, John.
The problem is we have these really nasty AFC teams in the way, in between, but I know we belong in that NFC Championship game eventually, but we got these two AFC teams in the way, and the Ravens and the Steelers, who play football the way we do, and they try to smash you up.
Well, look, injury is obviously going to be a thing. There's still six regular season games to go, and again, the Brandon Graham news last night.
I hope we don't get so conservative, worried about that stuff, that we get away from what makes us great.
I tend to think they won't, but we'll see. It'll certainly be a talking point in December. All right, your phone calls on last night on Saquon, who went just for an absolute bonanza of a night. Saquon on the ground, 255 yards running. He had another 47 yards receiving. He had touchdowns. He is squarely in the MVP race.
He's third or fourth now.
He made it, where you look. He made a huge jump. All right.
Hurts. Calling for the football. Stamping the right foot. He's back. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught for a touchdown. A.J. Brown.
You know, he was great also. I mean, A.J. was fantastic. And, of course, they do this in a game where they do it without Devontae. It was an incredibly complete team win. Just tremendous. And Sirianni deserves a lot of credit also. Just an awesome, awesome job by the Eagles last night. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to it all. Again, unfortunately, Brandon Graham is out for the year. His announcement with that after the game, we'll get to that audio shortly, because it's a torn tricep for BG, done for the year on a day in which he actually passed, I believe it was Clyde Simmons, for third most sacks in the history of the franchise, which is an incredible accomplishment. And unfortunately, his career could be over. We'll see. We'll have him in studio tomorrow, unless he's got to have a surgery tomorrow. Who knows? So, just know we obviously have that juggling act with his schedule because of who knows what the treatment will be. But we love him. We really, really, really love Brandon Graham. So that's a very sad reality to an otherwise glorious night. Let's go to the phones. Anthony in New Jersey kicks us off. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. Let's go, boys!
Big time,
Let's
Anthony.
Go!
Big time, man. That was unbelievable.
Unbelievable win last night, man. Like you guys said, it came at an unbelievable cost to Brandon Graham. I'm pretty sure I use my tricep every day, man, but I don't care, man. Brandon, man, I love you, man. If you need a tricep, man, I got two for you.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to step up with his production loss.
Yeah, that's a thin spot. It's one of the thinnest spots in the team. It's an unfortunate reality, and it's after the trade deadline.
Right, man, and Bryce Huff, man, we got nothing out of him. He's done for the year, so we need guys to step up, man. Step up, man. Do not let this discourage our guys, man. We need this for BG now. Let's go out and play for BG now, man. We got to, man. Let's go, Bert.
I agree with you, Anthony. A very good call out of the gate. John, let's get to the reality of no Brandon Graham and, at least for a stretch, no Jalex Hunt. So really you're down to three guys, unless you're kicking guys outside, which I'm sure to an extent they will. Milt Williams, Jalen Carter could move outside.
But I think it's Milton.
Yeah. So the three guys so let's just address the three guys you got that are, classically at that spot would be Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, and Jalex Hunt. That's light. And so that's light, man.
That's it. And
James, is Chris Long available?
Yeah, I think he's around. Let's get Chris Long in.
I'm serious.
I'm not serious either.
Ojomo.
Yeah, we'll find out if he can do anything.
A guy who's on the team. He's
going to get snaps. Guessing.
He's been out there.
He's going to get snaps. I mean, the guy's got to get snaps. And obviously, Nolan Smith, who's played better, is going to play a lot more, a lot more. I mean, guys got to play, so we'll find out.
Yeah.
Keith in Germantown. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
It's a happy day.
It really is, Keith.
Sure
it
is.
It's a happy day. I couldn't even sleep. I couldn't believe how much of a demolish that the Eagles put on these guys.
I agree,
the
man.
The Rams are nothing to sneeze at either. I mean, that's a good quarterback across the way there. They've got talent on that, you know, young talent.
Their
on that
O-line
defense.
Looked pretty weak, though. That's the thing that stood out to me.
Major flaw.
I mean, Keith, they were wow. Eagles defensive linemen just running over them.
That helped us a lot.
Holy smokes.
N'Kobe just crushed it.
Yeah, he did.
That was my favorite sack that I've ever seen.
I loved it.
I swear, that right there, and it's my worst nightmare as a running back that could ever possibly happen, and I could get posterized like that. But Kyren Williams got so completely demolished.
It was incredible.
It really was the worst posterization you can think of for a running back. And that's N'Kobe Dean, baby.
Yeah.
That's the guy that I was worried, man, would he have enough juice? Would he have enough thump?
Physicality.
And he brings it. When they send him, we're like, hey, you know what? We're going to jockey up and forth, back and forth in the A gaps, and then we're going to send you this time. Hey, you can green dog it this time. So if the back is releasing, if the back is staying in, you can charge. Go. Blitz. I think that's what that was.
He's doing great.
He can green dog, meaning he can make blitzes out of nowhere.
Sure.
This can be a productive concept for the Eagles moving forward, where inside linebackers truly do double-digit sacks.
Yeah, hey, Keith, he's playing great. Give me your point. What do you got there, Keith?
Well, I wanted to just say like this, that do you think while they're practicing, they set up for two touchdowns for every practice they go through to get for a game? Because it seems like every practice they might have is set up for him to get two touchdowns.
Hold on. Are you talking about Saquon or Jalen or giving the other team because of penalties?
Two touchdowns every football game, because every football game he's broke two. So maybe in the practice, when they do practice, maybe they set up.
Well, I don't think they do. Keith, I don't think they do that. But I will tell you this, John.
Did you notice
how many times in the first half he almost broke a long run? I mean, he could have had five.
Well, that's the thing. He's twisting and turning in very unique ways. He is doing unlikely stuff every time he carries the ball. And if you're a defender, first of all, you're kind of afraid that he's 235 pounds to begin with, and really he's thick. You know, it's hard to even get your arms around a back that's that big.
How about the stiff arm on the play before he got hurt? That thing was nasty.
He launched the guy.
He launched the guy.
So many posterizations in our favor last night.
James, what's your main takeaway from last night, what you're feeling emotionally? What do you got here?
That the Eagles are one of the three or four best teams in football, and they have as good a chance as anyone to win the Super Bowl legitimately. And they're coalescing into something special. And I think it's even, I was talking to a buddy last night about like the last 3 years, 9-0, 8-0, whatever they started the first year, 10-1 last year, 9-2 now this year. This one actually feels the most impressive to me when you consider what they were coming off last year and the collapse and all that. Like, I'm just so impressed with this group, with their adversity, you know, their response adversity, the resiliency, the whole thing. Like, and they're built to win in playoff football. Like,
you almost said October.
Yeah, I know. but they're built for it. I mean, it's the cliche. You win with running and defense and when it's cold. Like, okay, we could do that. Like, they're real, man.
Saquon,
this is real.
Saquon better stay healthy.
Big time.
I mean, he is.
He is
so the... He is like... He is as much an MVP of a team as I remember in recent Philadelphia sports history.
Rhea, this Saquon thing, put it in words.
Do you know that he's got more rushing yards than 21 teams in the NFL?
Did not know that.
I mean, that was Jeff Kerr posted that last night. I've never seen anything like it.
I agree with you.
I mean, what he's doing is like insane.
Yeah, the all-time seasons, and there have been, I think it's seven or eight different guys that have gotten to 2,000. You know, we've never watched every game of them, you know, obviously, because it's never been an Eagle. So, you know, it's happened before, and he's on his way. You know, statistically, he's got a great shot for it. Right now, he's actually above Eric Dickerson. For, you know, right now, Saquon is on pace for 2,151 yards rushing. 2151. Dickerson holds the record at 2105. So Saquon's in front of him by 46 yards. Now, obviously, Saquon gets the advantage of an extra game. By the way, he gets the advantage of three extra games on O.J. Simpson back in the early 1970s. But right now, Saquon Barkley is on pace through 11 games, which is not a small sample size. Okay, it's 3 months of football. He is on pace to break the single-season rushing record in pro football.
I thought you were crazy a couple weeks ago when you said MVP. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's just what he's done. He's squarely in the hunt for it now.
It's obviously him, Lamar, Josh Allen. Yeah. There's a short list, and he's on it.
How much pressure do you think Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni will feel to...
Yeah, it's an interesting
get him that MVP.
It's a late that and the rushing record if they want to go for it. So it's more of a last two games of the season thing. Because here's the good news, John.
Those will matter.
I know.
Potentially only for this record and that sort of thing.
Here's what helps them alleviate that in all likelihood. The Eagles in Detroit are going to be in a battle for the one seed. So even though the Eagles are going to make the playoffs with ease, and they can clinch a playoff spot probably pretty soon, they're going to clinch the division pretty soon.
Okay.
You know, them in Detroit, good chance.
Maybe.
I mean, certainly with two games to go.
Anything can happen, too.
For sure.
We have six games to go.
For sure.
We just saw, and one was at our hand, but we just saw the Commanders lose two in a row.
No, I get it. It's just, but it's amazing. The guy... I want to say I've never seen anything like it. Look, I saw Ryan Howard hit 58 home runs with a .313 batting average.
He reminds you of him. You can't take your eyes off
him. He reminds you of Ryan Howard at his best, but he might be better than Ryan Howard at his best. I mean, it's bonkers.
And then on top of that, he's got a group of guys around him who are playing inspired football. They're playing better than they should be able to play. I'm watching guys make blocks. I'm with the effort that they're putting out there, the extra effort.
Yeah.
On top of that, you know, it means something to everyone.
It's
that
wild.
That connection thing that Sirianni talks about, I think you can see it in the run game, too.
All right, what Brandon Graham said after the game about his injury. We're going to get to that audio. We'll rock all your calls. Also, Sirianni post-game last night. After the game, it was late. He talked for about 10 minutes. We'll give you his thoughts on the game. Your phone calls on all of this. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, what a day, other than the reality that Brandon Graham is out for the year, and that is a sad reality. But other than that, what a day.